buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
What do you mean you never made a cold call? You guys might think we're just giving you a load of BS here, but Mark Mugelberg had tremendous success in sales without making a single cold call. Mark, currently the president of On The Ball Ventures, shares his story with Colin and how he had success by focusing on other platforms in selling aside from cold calling. Tune in and learn more about how Mark hit the mark only here in Sales Transformation.
We got a special guest, Mark Mugelberg, who is the president of On The Ball. And we know he's going to bring nothing but sales fire for you guys, some things that you can implement to up your game in sales. And he's got something special for you at the end. So stay tuned. Mark, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. I'm doing fantastic. It's just a tenacious Tuesday. I don't know what day this episode is dropping, but for us, it's a Tuesday. And you know how it is, man. On the hustle.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to have you on here and dig into a little bit more of your story and experience with sales. You know, growing up with a father that's just bleeds sales through and through. I'm sure you have some great stories for us, but, and you also didn't have the more traditional path to sales. So I want to talk a little bit about that and kind of talk about some of your experience. So give us the Mark Mugelberg story, the high level short version, so that we can pack it with nothing but fire and tactical stuff for folks.
The 30-second overview of my life is I grew up with a father who has written a book called Confessions of a Serial Salesman, grew up in an entrepreneurial family. And so business has always been at the forefront of what we do. I chose to go on my own path after college and started a college football coaching career that I was very successful in. It took me to places like Florida State, the University of Florida, University of Cincinnati, to name a few. And at the end of a 10-year career in that, I decided to get out and get into the business world and joined ESPN and was selling digital marketing there. And I think when I tell people that I had success in sales and I've never made a cold call, it blows their mind. Like, that to me is the thing that most people are like, what do you mean you never made a cold call? And I was just raised in a different mindset. And then when I got into the sales game, I didn't need to do that to have success anymore, because there were so many other ways to create outreach that was more efficient and effective that my dad trained me on. I went and used it, had a ton of success with it. And from there, got into the coaching and training business with my father, and we are scaling On The Ball training as we speak.
Awesome. I love it. All right. So many good things there. I'm going to start to pick at them. We can dig deeper.
Yeah.
Number one, like, I mean, that just sounds like cruel punishment to not be able to make cold calls, because I personally love making cold calls. There's a lot of people that don't, that shy away from it, try to do it. Hey, but everybody's got their style and their flavor that works. And that's what I think is so great about sales. There's some core values and things that you do, but your methods and your outreach and how you do it can be different. There is no one size fits all. And a lot of people think to be a good sales leader, a good sales coach, you really need to be a great motivator, right? And I think that obviously you have an abundance of experience from coaching. How have you been able to relate that into your sales career and as a sales coach?
Yeah. So the thing that came out of coaching to me was process. like what I realized is that most people around me in the sales world really didn't have a process or a simple process that they were able to rinse and repeat effectively and quickly. Because no matter what kind of outreach you're trying to do, it's still a numbers game, but you know, those numbers depend on how much quality and action you put into those things. So creating the process for myself and having my dad to help me do that obviously was a great gift, but getting comfortable with that process and getting comfortable with that language, because I don't think that cold calling is necessarily a bad thing, but how do you cold call? Right? Like to me, the term cold means straight up, I don't know anything about that person. And I'm just calling and trying to present my product to them immediately the second after they pick up the phone. We don't believe in that in training. That doesn't mean we don't believe in using the phone, but we believe if you're going to use the phone, the most effective way to do that is to have some kind of commonality, is what we call it, which is the hook that connects me to that person, that all I'm selling in the first 15 minutes is a virtual cup of coffee. If I can't get somebody to say yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Liz, before we go too much further, I don't want to miss that point. Okay. So just to be clear, Mark's not saying don't use the phone, but use the phone properly. Use the phone more efficiently. Use it more informed, right?
100%.
Okay. So, I know your style because we've talked before, and I know that your style to the core is quality over quantity. And that's through and through with the using the phone, email, LinkedIn. And I think there's something important about that, because a lot of people are used to, you know, sending a lot of stuff out there and seeing what sticks. And that's working less and less these days. And so having a quality network, having a quality list, having a quality list of people to call is what you're saying, is what you guys teach and what you believe works best.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow, as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.